So you might have noticed, but men and women in America are leaving. So I read a news article recently that said by like 2030, most women will reject motherhood and home ownership to be apartment owners and dog owners. They won't be mothers and they won't be wives anymore. That's the direction the news is saying women are going. It also says that, or the news, they, you know, are saying that men today and into by 2030 won't be looking in America for wives. A lot of them are going out of the country and bringing women here. And that's because, you know, people in foreign countries have more traditional values. And, you know, they want, you know, from the male perspective, they want, you know, women at home. There's a lot of reasons. Some people want traditional values and traditional women and not today's women, which is a lot. which makes sense. Some want women that just don't talk back. You know, there's positives and negatives to everything. But I mean, I understand why both groups are doing, like, I understand why women don't want to be mothers and wives as much anymore, because it was, for a lot of people, it was a stigma they were forced to follow, and a lot of people became women and mothers on their own accord, not because they were pushed by society and, you know, family. That's perfectly normal. I think the amount of women that aren't going to be moms and wives are the same amount that didn't want to be but were pressured by society. Some might be forced to believe it. Sorry, back to what I was saying. Men want traditional families and lives, or, you know, traditional, I mean, going, you know, how they were in the past. I was talking about the women aspect, wasn't I? So, women, I can't speak for 100% because I'm not one, but I feel like with anything, there will always be people who are persuaded, and that's because they themselves don't know what they want. I feel like people who know what they want, know what they're looking for, aren't as easy to persuade as people who don't know what they want. So I feel like, yeah, the number of women that don't want, to be a tradition, to fit into the character of traditional women will be higher, simply because it's rising and people want to join something, or people want to join the side that they feel like they're going to win. You know, people want to surf the big waves, not the little waves. So when there's big social commotion, more people will flock to the side that's causing the commotion than stay on the side that isn't causing commotion. So there's that. And I don't know. It's, you know, people can do what they want. But this episode isn't really about, you know, men going out of the country to find traditional women because it's just how their country operates, you know. Because it's what their country has and that's what they live with. And I feel like women, this episode is actually more going to be about what you aren't seeing. And it's going to be about what you aren't seeing as a result of, you know, women not wanting to be mothers and men going out of the country. And I'm sure for the most part, it's to find people, or they end up finding people that don't, where they don't share the same cultural background. Now, in the big scope of things, is that a problem? No. In the small scope of things, yeah. And the point I wanted to touch on in this episode was crime. Because at least in America, I've seen videos of, well, the world's going to shit. Everyone in every country knows that. But I want to talk about, well, let's just talk about America in general, because that's just what I can see and relate to. So, like, I hate when I do that. But, you know, we all go online and we all see people, you know, robbing iPhone stores, you know, kicking the phones off the stand, robbing the Gucci, like, bum rushing and robbing the Gucci store. And you know, we, you know, just crime, you know, people, you know, stealing cars and, you know, the Kia / Hyundai boys. If you look that up, it's the Kia boys or the Hyundai boys, whatever they call themselves. It's a whole, it's not just one group, it's like a whole little movement. They found, like, ways to break into Kias and Hyundais. And, you know, they're like little kids, like 13, 14, 12, you know, 15, 16, you know, kids with too much time in their hands. And they're breaking into people's cars, take them for joyrides, you know, just not what you hope your kid is doing when they say, we're just going to get ice cream. And I think that, well, first, let's be real, this episode affects all people, but that, the crime aspect, I think is definitely affecting the Latina, Black community more than others. And like I said, this, you know, the splitting of men and women inside the country is affecting everybody. But from what I see personally, and what you might not see or might relate to, is just simply what I'm seeing. You know, so let's start with the obvious. And I think I want to stay in the scope of what I can relate to. And as a growing Black man, guy, kid, dude, whatever, I see a lot of other Black men, boys, guys, whatever, you know, dating outside of their cultural sphere. And, like, it's not a problem, but I think it definitely shows how Black people see other Black people right now. You know, I don't mean to focus just on Black people, but we're in a very broken state. You know, as a culture, as a people, in America at least, at the very least, we're broken and scattered. I think, not that it's going to get a lot worse, but I don't think we're necessarily solving the problem by not dating inside our cultural sphere. You know, like, I'm pretty sure some of you have seen the video where it's, you know, all the NBA prospects, and they're all, you know, Black dad, white mom, Black mom, white dad, Black dad, Asian mom. And like I said, in the grand scope of things, it wouldn't be a problem. But the human species is so culturally divided and so culturally aware of our cultural differences that dating outside your cultural sphere does mean something. Yeah. And like, this is how you know, people are viewing themselves inside, are viewing people who look like them, you know? And this is mostly from the male aspect side. I'll get to the female aspect. But where is my grammar? My English. I'll get to the female side of this later in a little bit. But, like, as a black man, dude, guy, whatever, I feel like we should be striving to have more black kids, not just to say that they're black, but to show that black people aren't bad. Because if you go, you know, turn on the news, you know, they might say, you know, crime spikes, but what are they going to show? They're going to show Hispanic and black kids. You know? And I feel like when you grow up in a culturally diverse home, it can teach you a lot of things, and it can also, a lot of good things, and it can teach you a lot of bad things. You can absorb one of your parents, you know, disdain for his or her own culture, but at the same time being open to different cultures, which can make you turn your back on one of your own, you know, talking to the biracial kids, talking of biracial kids. So I think in terms of men going outside, this is obviously not targeting, but speaking through a black man's eyes, going out of the country to find a woman who isn't black. I mean, it's not a red flag, but it's like, it's a sign for help. And it's the fact that it's not just black men who are doing this. It's white men who are not, I hate saying, but you know what I mean. It's men in America going to, you know, South America, Europe, Africa, shit, some parts of Asia, I'm sure, to find somebody, because American women are in a state right now where they want to act like men in various categories, but at the same time don't want, you know, the full load. Like, yeah, you want to be independent? Sure, go ahead. Awesome. But, you know, I feel like there's a push and a pull to everything, you know? And we're not going to get into that. That's not this episode. But for women who don't want families and they just want, you know, to be by themselves and have money and to do this and that, and, you know, it's giving, you know, they want the lives of a bachelor, you know, they want to be able to, you know, see this person this night, go to see this person this night, da, 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 da. You know, they don't want to be tied down, you know. And I'm obviously going to have biases towards this viewpoint because I am not a woman, but I'm going to try to speak as logically as I can. It's not going to be 100%, but I'm going to try. And, like, I feel like women not wanting to be moms or wives or whatever, this is really hard. I feel like so let's talk about that as a mindset, not necessarily as action, like we did, because I can't relate to it. I don't understand it. But I feel like as a mindset and how anything pushes through social media, I feel like it can create a very negative relationship between parents and children, because, you know, having kids is tiring. I don't have any, but from what every parent I know says, it's tiring and it's stressful. And, you know, some parents don't get recognition from their kids, possibly because they're too young. Some kids have the, you know, you gave birth to me mindset, which is also very true. But, you know, it's tiring. And, like, probably 50 to 75% of the things on this planet, there's no real recognition for the things you do. You know, no one applauds, gives you an applause when you stop at a red light instead of running through it. You know, which is actually very dangerous. I can't even tell you. Like, I'm in, not in the medical field, but I'm involved with the medical field. I can't even tell you how many cases I come across. We people run red lights and hit ambulances that's going to a hospital, like, with, like, you know what I mean, like, with somebody in the back, and somebody, you know, oh, it's 11 o'clock, you know, let me not just sit at a light for 90 seconds, and we punch through it, and, you know, never mind how you can't hear a rushing ambulance, or they'll just try to squeeze past, and, you know, ambulance can't brake that hard that fast, and doof. Now, instead of one person needing to go to the hospital, there's five. So, you know, I just lost my train of thought explaining that. Darn it, I just lost my entire train of thought. Ah, okay, so I found my train of thought. And, you know, like I said, a lot of parents don't get recognition. And I've seen in most self-aware women, and predominantly every single male alive knows, women need attention, point blank period. So when women, you know, lives the life of an adult, and, you know, they have a job, and, you know, they have kids, and then they have household responsibilities, you know, it's very different from how most women grew up, and especially how most moms tell their kids to marry rich. They don't always say not to fall in love, but they always say to marry rich or marry a doctor. Can't tell you how many moms I personally have seen tell their kids that. Oh, marry a doctor, you don't have to work. You know, most women know how easy it is to keep a man. So a lot of them are like, damn, I should have married a doctor. And, you know, they see life as more of a, well, I guess men too. Men want, you know, a more free lifestyle. But men are willing, also willing to, men are or more, not more willing, but constantly, or without being acknowledged, men put down for their family more. I've seen family group parents put down equally for their kids, but the mom, thanks mom, you know, the mom gets more recognition for it. You know, it's just, you know, how they grew up as girls, you know. They go first, to the point where it's to the point where they lose sight of the gender role, and it starts turning into more ego. You know, because, like, you know, let's rewind 300 years. We're in the 1700s, the 18th century. You know, women didn't have jobs. You know, women weren't bakers, women weren't soldiers, women weren't lawyers, doctors, any of that. You know, school was not public back then, so school was at home, unless you went to a military academy, or, you know, college was for the aristocracy. There was no taking out a loan there. You know, it was either you got them in recommendations or cash. And it was usually a little bit of both. So, you know, when you have, you know, someone who stays at home, doesn't have to do any heavy lifting, you know, it might be, it's probably boring as all hell, but, you know, it wasn't predominantly stressful. You know, the only working women back then were women who would, you know, if a man owned a farm and that was, well, there wasn't a grocery store. There was just where you get bread. So, unless, you know, you're buying from, you know, unless you lived in a city, like in a city like Paris or London, you probably were growing your own food. So outside the city, you were probably growing your own food. So only work women did was, you know, the lighter of the load is probably just, you know, picking the carrots out, cleaning them, and getting them ready for stew. Men were the opposite. Men, you know, they were men at arms. So when the country went to war, you know, he left home. That was every man. There was no, you know, draft. There was no reserves. There was, you know, well, I guess that counts as reserves, your man at arms versus the regular army. So, yeah, it was reserves or your full-time military. That's it, you know. There was nothing else. Or you farmed or owned your little small business selling bread or, you know, whatever. I feel like the world has changed so much. And, you know, men have gone from that to, you know, construction workers to IT to, you know, whatever the future holds. And, but the women's role in life has changed so drastically, you know. Went from, you know, basically just being Barbie dolls, let's be real, to are treated like Barbie dolls, you know. Look how beautiful my wife is, you know, she doesn't do it, da, 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 you know. To, you know, this is also where it kills me. Fought to work, fought for voters' rights, fought to be able to be an active infantry in the military. And these events are in the past 100 years, 150 years. And we're already going backwards. And part of me thinks it's not because they can't do the work. It's more because they don't want to. And they realize that they don't have to. You know? But, like, here we go with the butt likes again. You know, you're probably saying, what does work ethic have to do with, you know, being a wife and mother? Everything. If all she wants to do is, you know, and I'm going for the extreme right now. All she wants to do is, you know, shake the wagon on Instagram for, you know, 5 seconds and then post her OnlyFans link, she probably makes more than most people do in a month. Just like how men hear, oh, day trading. You don't gotta be an accountant or fold burritos or do whatever. We'll do the easier task for the more money. But I feel like there's a stigma to how women are deciding to make money nowadays. Because before, that lifestyle for women was considered wrong. Like, why are you doing that? Da, 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 da. Even women shamed women for doing all that. And now it stops, and now they're promoting themselves for being more out there. And I've even seen crazy stuff like women shouldn't need to wear shirts. And I mean, like, I don't know. I just feel like those are one of those ones where people just yell and yell to me. Like, that makes no sense to me. No one's, you know, walking through New York City shirtless. And if they do, and if a guy is, it's because his shirt is probably around his waist and he just finished running. He's not just, oh, I don't want to put a shirt on while I go to Target today, you know? But, I don't know. I feel like with men not wanting American women and women not wanting traditional lifestyle, we leave a very open field for the future. With I mean in kids. You know. Because I feel like with men, let's say man number one goes out, gets himself some Swedish chick. She, you know, he does, you know, he's a construction worker, union worker, makes a good six figures. They're not rich, but they're living comfortably. You know, they get vacations. They can take a vacation, you know, every year. You know, they get, have a good American life. Nothing over the top, nothing crazy, but they have a good life. You know, everyone's, you know, you know what I mean. But there will still be American women who will be like, you know, XYZ, don't do this, da da da. And like I said, social media will work its magic and it will affect your wife then. Or it might not. It probably will. Which will then create the rift between parent and child. And then how will the rift between parent and child and social media affect the child? You know? It's a lot of conflicts of interest and a lot of conflicts on the same front. So it's very interesting how... Not very interesting. It's kind of scary. What happened to America if this, like... Well, they said by 2030, more women will be apartment owners, dog owners, than, you know, homeowners, wives, and mothers. Which is I don't know. I think the world is a little overpopulated. But I think that's because we need to be spreading out instead of stacking ourselves higher. But the problem is, where are we then going to get our food? So, that might be the next episode, with how we'll deal with that. But thank you, and see you next episode.